This is the Bonneville Up to Speed podcast. I'm Kevin Oste, and of course, this is a podcast covering all things land speed racing, from early small displacement motorcycles to cutting edge land speed streamliners and everything in between. And today we're here at the PRI show in Indianapolis in the Racing Junk booth, and I'm joined by another one of our repeat guests, our good friend Mr. Aaron Brown from the Garage Shop. How you doing, buddy?
Good. How you doing? It's good to be here.
It is good to be here.
Great show.
Yeah.
Really good.
What's your focus been here at PRI this year?
Well, we brought the Donnie Allison 27 Ford Talladega up for the Goodyear experience down there in the hallway.
I saw it. It's awesome.
Yeah, that was the Talladega we ran out at Bonneville, and then we brought the Roadster up, the 281 Roadster up for safety clean. It's in there, booth.
And that thing is insane. I mean, last time we talked, I don't think it was finished yet.
No, we were still, I think we talked in April.
Somewhere, yeah.
Yep, yeah. We had just started the second car, I think, when we talked.
Yep.
And we got them both done. Didn't get the race yet, though.
Well, that's the thing. So, you know, last year, Mother Nature shed tears on Bonneville, and it got rained out for Speed Week. So my question to a lot of the racers is, you know, what do? Did you keep advancing the 22 program, or do you say, well, we have more time, let's do something else for 23, or what do you do?
Well, we had a special set of circumstances. We had went to Spaceport America to shake the cars down the week before Bonneville, and they were okay. I didn't really like the front clip. So once we got to Bonneville, we spent all day Thursday and Friday working on our front shock package. I don't think we would have been optimum, but we would have been able to run our cars and had a good time. Mm-hmm. We wouldn't have been anywhere near any kind of record speeds. They just weren't handling that well. And then when Bonneville rained out, and on that note, I'd really like to thank all of I'd really like to thank Bill Latton and everybody at the SCTA for the professional manner that they handled that entire set of circumstances.
Yes.
So we had that, and we have that problem. I mean, I think it's great that it happened, and I'm going to say that because the salt needed to, you know, it needed some water, and we needed to get the salt back to where it was. And, you know, wind is one thing. Rain, I think, really helps the salt and helps redistribute a lot of salt back where it's thin.
For sure. And for what I'm seeing, it's going to be dynamite this year.
Yes. Yeah. And so I think with you go away with that mindset, we're not going to fight Mother Nature.
Right.
There's nothing to be upset about.
And definitely not win anyway.
Right. And so we traveled home, and we unloaded the cars. We cut the front clip off of both the 88 and 281 Roadster. Took us about a week and a half. We did a little bit of re-engineering there. And I took my car, the 28, up to Arkansas with Steve Stroop, let us run on the runway. And we had a really good package there, ran 200 miles an hour a mile.
Nice.
Had the on skinny tires on bone.
Wow. Time.
So the car is making really good grip.
For sure.
And so we came home. We took everything off of what we learned on my car, put on Vance's car suspension-wise, because we had already changed his front clip too. Brought him back. He got in the 200-mile-an-hour club, first event with his car.
There you go.
And then we went back home a week later. We left to go to El Mirage.
Perfect.
And
been busy.
Well, we left, and again, Bill Latt and the SCTA, they knew we were coming, you know, from 2,500 miles away. They were very open to us as to what could possibly happen almost on a daily basis. He would let us know. And then they canceled the event, which we were halfway there. We already knew, and we had a plan in place. We went to Pahrump, Nevada, and we unloaded the cars there and tested 3 days on the dry lake bed on a mile and a third course. And, you know, Holly Martin and Nick came out and helped facilitate that, setting up a course. And, you know, 3 days of testing there, that's like 10 years of racing at El Mirage.
So, Pahrump, where did you do this?
Up in the dry lake bed. Yeah, this BLM land.
Nice.
A guy landed an airplane to come see what we were doing. So nobody told us not to do it.
There you go.
And we picked up over 1,500 pounds of garbage off the dry lake bed.
Oh, fantastic.
So we cleaned it up and we used it a little bit. And,
there you go. Being a steward of the environment and a sportsman at the same time.
And then, yeah, then we went to SEMA and we were going to race El Mirage again, and that got rained out. So we came home and kind of getting our plan together for next year.
So as far as like most people, you got far more testing in than probably anybody, you know, that got rained out, you know, all around everybody else, you know, a lot of people just kind of shelved their thing and went back in the garage and whatever, but you were still able to get out and do stuff.
We were, and performance is very important to me. And, and we had some team issues between the two teams, and, you know, we had to get the right people on the right team to get the right chemistry going. And we accomplished that, you know, with the testing, and we got that sorted out. 23 is going to be a very strong year for us. I'm looking forward to it.
Sounds like it. So if you don't mind, specifically, what did you change on that front end?
Everything. Okay. We had a bit of a roll steer issue.
Okay.
And a small geometry issue in the steering box that the kinematics didn't pick up. And we were in such a quick time. It's my fault. I had a feeling we were going to have a bit of a problem, but not as big as it turned out to be.
Okay.
So what we did is we went away from the triangulated four link and went to a three link in the front. We changed steering boxes. We went with a Joe's Sprint Car steering box, which made the lower arm longer. And we changed our pivot points just a little bit. And, you know, we got the roll steer and the bump down under 15 thousandths of an inch now. When we went and tested in the desert, we didn't touch the front end of the car. They were that good.
Nice.
They were that good. And we learned a lot about that suspension we have in the rear, which is dirt late model bird cages and a torque arm in the rear. So,
yep.
Learned a lot about that. Cars have a lot left in them.
It's got to be a great car to drive.
It is. It's very stable. It just does its own thing. And it lets you focus on the throttle more than driving it.
Yeah.
And just let that dog hunt.
Well, the fewer things that, you know, to use your word drive, the fewer things you have to drive, the better.
And I call that mental dollars.
There you go.
If you get in a car and you have 10 mental dollars to spend, and you're spending 9 of those mental dollars because your seat don't fit or your seat belts or the front end don't handle, well, you only got $1 left to actually drive the car.
Right. Yeah. So, and that not only is that bad for competition, that can be unsafe.
Yeah.
You know, you're distracted and not optimal. So the Talladega that's here is awesome. What else is going on in the shop like today?
Well, right now we're building a 65 Corvette for the GT class for Wayne Erton out of California.
Okay.
And you can see that car in our social media platforms, the garage shop. So we're really deep into that car right now. We're going to bring that to El Mirage in April and then race it in the GT class at Bonneville. And we're looking forward to that. I like the rule set for that class. It's a lot like the Roadsters. There's not a lot of monkeying around. It's a stock production car with a roll cage in it.
Yeah.
You got what you got.
So what are you doing for suspension in that?
We went with all Ride Tech coilovers. We got the Penske's, one of our big partners, and we're basically taking all the technology from the Daytona, the Talladega, and the Roadsters. Those shocks are very packaged, is very close. So we're going to start with that shock set, and you know, we'll work on some spring rates and stuff like that.
So how much of that original Corvette independent rear do you have to keep?
None.
Okay.
Ride Tech, what we wanted to do.
Well, I mean, for the rule book.
You can change it. Ride Tech makes an independent rear suspension that has a 9-inch Ford drop in.
Yes.
So we're using that, and then the Ride Tech front suspension. You cannot run a quick change in GT.
Okay.
And that'll make you go GT modified.
Gotcha.
So the 9-inch Ford was the next best bet.
For sure, yeah. But it still keeps some of the geometry.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, it all bolts in. You don't change anything on the chassis. It all bolts right up.
Yeah. That Ride Tech system is nice.
Very nice. Jim Cozy. Jim Cozy works for Ride Tech, a rep. He's actually lives in the same town we do. So he came over to the shop one night and schooled us on everything. And
Jim's a good guy.
Very good guy. Yeah. And we got a history lesson on Hurst shifters and cool. All that. And just and then Harlan Fagan was there. He works for us now. He was Don Perdomo's crew chief.
Okay.
So Harlan works at the shop, and those two knew each other and traveled together. So it was a good time.
That is cool. I know that those C2 Corvettes, we get a bunch of them through our shop, and it's like the customer will complain that the rear end feels a little bit something, you know, and we've got to tell them it's because everything is worn out.
Yes.
You know, all the bushings, all the bearings, you know, all that stuff, it all goes together.
Yes.
So to have a drop-in solution is oftentimes the best way to go.
It really is. I mean, and it's when I talk to Wayne, I'm, you know, we can build all this, but there's no point in it. These guys already have it figured out.
Yeah. And they figured out right.
Yes. And Jim, you know, stands right behind that stuff. And that rear hubs actually has C7 Corvette hubs on it.
Yeah, perfect.
So you're getting all the really latest technology.
Yeah, bearing modern technology. Bearing. Yeah. What's under the hood of that thing?
Jeff Collins, he does all our Chevrolet engines. He is building a 427 big block. So
nice.
We're going to run B class with that car.
That is going to be a cool car.
Yeah, we hope to see, you know, 7.25, 7.50 out of that motor.
Yeah,
turn it 7,800, 8,000, something like that.
I always love to see a modern big block under the hood, though. You know,
it's carburetors too.
Nice.
So, yeah. You know me, I like carburetors
for sure. And I'm not opposed to the technology. It's just it's refreshing to see.
I'm going to fight it to the end.
Well, you know, it's not as easy to make those things perform either. You got to know how to tune a carburetor and know what it's doing. So there's a lot to that. Well, that's really cool. How close is that one to being released?
We started that project a week ago. They stripped the entire car down. And they just finished up the fixture and lifted the body off and put the body on the dolly. So
you're a weekend. That's
we're
what
a
week. Say.
We're yeah, a weekend. Yeah. we scanned the inside of the car. So we're going to design that entire cage will be designed in SolidWorks. And then we'll send that off to Lee Kennedy and Kiwi to get that cage design approved for that class. And then once we get our approval from that, we'll fire it in there.
Interesting. So this is a coupe.
Mm-hmm.
And so you basically, when you scan the interior, you dimension the whole thing from the inside.
Mm-hmm.
And then in SolidWorks, you're able to 3D design the cage that automatically fits in there. And then they will certify the design just based on the drawing. So you don't have to make anything yet, make any changes they recommend. Obviously that fit the car.
Right.
And then you build it once and you're done.
Well, and that's what I want to make sure that, you know, in a production class that, you know, Lee and Kiwi and those guys are happy with the cage design.
Yep.
And that model will have the, you know, we use LaJoy seats, aluminum seats. So it'll have the model of the seat in there, the steering column, the tilt and pedal box. It'll be the complete interior of the car with the cage and the battery box and anything else that goes in the car, dash panel. And you'll actually be able to virtually sit in the seat and look around the car like you're.
Yeah, right. And then you can also spin the whole thing around and look at it upside down. And that is really awesome.
It's really, you know, it doesn't cost any more money to do it that way because you save so much time in having the production guys standing around having coffee. How are we going to put a main hoop in this?
Right. Yeah. No, exactly.
No, it's done. Here's the picture.
Yeah. So when the SolidWorks design is done, forgive me because I'm not as familiar with your staff. Do you, your SolidWorks person is in-house?
Yeah, we have three of them.
Three of them. And obviously they've got an engineering, you know, background. But then do you also have your production guy work with them to say,
absolutely.
Yeah, we just can't even make that?
Yeah, the really good thing about our engineers, we have four staff engineers. Mike Sweet, he worked at Ganassi Racing and ran the R&D department there, just like I did at DEI. So he has a big racing background. My son Spencer's been around. He's 33. He's been around race cars since the day he was born. Wind tunnels, and I took him to work, and he's got his degree in engineering. And you know, and then we got Dylan. He's a young kid to start. Amazing SolidWorks guy. You know, so. And, you know, and Derek Kearns, which he's an engineer, is also our shop foreman.
Yeah. Well, see, that's dynamite because, you know, how many times do we curse the engineer because they've never put something together?
Right.
But if you got all those guys together at once.
That's pretty much when I interview engineers. If they've never worked on a race car, you probably can't work here.
No. Yeah. You're not going to make any friends.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's really awesome, man. Like you said, a lot of stuff to look forward to.
Streamliner too.
Oh yeah, right.
We still got that's going really well. We got our rear end. We built our own quick change rear end through Mr. Ferguson, so yep. We got that done. That's cases are done and all the axles are going in it. So
excellent.
Yeah, that's rolling along. Steve Morris is doing a wonderful job on the engine. The Noonan Hemis, Steve Morris has got that going. So
that is cool. Yeah, and you know what's neat is you've got a lot of really great people staying busy in your projects as well.
Yes.
It's good for everyone.
And when they're not busy, I just bought two vintage sprint cars I want to go play with this year.
Nice. Very cool. Well, listen, I appreciate you taking the time to keep us updated.
Anytime.
Yeah, we'll follow along on social, and hopefully I can see these rides in person somewhere this coming year.
Well, come for a visit.
Well, that's another thing. I got to do that because you're in
North Carolina. Yeah,
North Carolina.
We'll get Wayne Jessel to come over. And
yeah, we talked to him today, too.
Carbon Kenny, and we'll have a little cookout. Have a good time.
Oh, no, that's a great offer where you throw the cookout in there.
We got a smoker.
Perfect.
We use it.
There you go. Well, Aaron, it's like I said, it's always a pleasure. Thanks for stopping by and bringing us back up to speed. And we're definitely following along and appreciate everything you guys do.
Well, I appreciate everything you guys are doing for the sport with the podcast. I enjoy listening to them. Great guests and very, informative. It's one of my favorite shows.
Oh, awesome. Well, thank you. From a guy who, is a great media creator on your own. I appreciate that.
Yeah, it's awesome. Thank you.
All right, man. Well, this has been another edition of the Bonneville Up to Speed podcast from the 22 PRI show, joined by our good friend, Mr. Aaron Brown in the Garage Shop. Check out everything they do on social because it's really, really awesome. And if you like the show and want to hear more, hit that subscribe button. You'll get a magic notice in your email box that there's a new episode. You can always check the scta-bni.org website to get the latest on the schedule of all the races we're talking about. Hope you do that. And I'll chat with you next time. I'm Kevin Oste, and now you are up to speed.